We are learning Maseches Baba Kamma, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, the last blot in Maseches Baba Kamma, and we are starting from the two dots on top of the Amud, Veloy Mishay Mir Peiros. It says in the Mishnah, they are not allowed to purchase Peiros or Eitzim from someone who's a watchman over Peiros and over Peiros because maybe he stole from the field. Rav Zovin Shifshisa Marisa. He went down to a field, and there was a sharecropper there selling branches, and Rav bought that, and it means chavila is myra, it's like a bunch of branches, and Rav bought it from the Arisa. Amalei Abaye v'atanan v'loi m'shoim re'peiros, eitzim m'peiros. He's not allowed to buy from m'shoim re'peiros, eitzim m'peiros. He's not allowed to buy his eitzim from this aris. Amalei, it's no sheiches. Amalei, hadin lehan really b'shoim re'peiros, less than a goof of the aramidi. That's a shoim re'peiros. His job just is to watch the property. So there, he doesn't have any ownership in the property, so he only is watching it. So he has no right to take Eitzim of Peiros and sell it. Aval Oris, this is the Begava. Oris that has a little bit of Shutvis, Oris usually gets a third, a quarter. He gets some part of the Eitzim of Peiros in the property, so he owns part of it. So Eimim Rav Sheikam is at Mazvin. There it's very possible he's selling from his own chelek, from his own portion, and therefore it's not a problem to purchase Eitzim or Peiros from a Oris. Even though we said that someone who's a watchman over the Peiros, you're not allowed to buy from him in Peiros, but if he sets up a stand and he's selling, he has a bunch of baskets in front of him with different type of Peiros, and he has the tortoni lefneim, and he also has a scale in front of him, he's setting up like a whole shop. There, you're allowed to purchase the Peiros. Why? Because there, if he was stealing, he wouldn't set up shop. Here it's obvious he's selling, so the owner's going to find out. So obviously it's his own stuff, or he has permission to do it, because if not, he would not set up such an elaborate scene, because he would be worried that he'd get caught. Bekulon she'amru, hatmein aser. But still, if he says to hide it, then the halacha is that it's aser. Loichim mehem mipesach hagino, avaloy ma'acher hagino. And Pashas is an explanation of the case before, that this whole halacha, that if you set up a scale and baskets, that it's mutter, it's only if it's in the front of the garden. But on the back, so then again, it looks like a gneva. I'm hiding behind the gina. So there, you cannot purchase from him because it's very possible he's stealing. If you haven't known Gazlin, when is a mutter to buy anything from him? Do you assume it's stolen goods or not? So Rav Amash Te Rav Mishloi, until it's known that Rav of his possessions are his. That means that he has a big business and he has most of his possessions are his. He also steals a little bit. Even though he's an own Gazlin, you can buy from him. Even if he has some kind of parnasa besides for stealing, you're allowed to buy from him because you can assume then, you have a right to assume that he's selling from his own and not from his stolen goods. Rav Yehuda la'ada daila. Rav Yehuda gave a psak to Ada Daila. Ada is his name, and Daila means he's a shamash of the Rabbanon. He was a shamash, that was his job. He took care of the Rabbanon. He was their driver. Or Rav Yehuda la Ada Daila. He was paskin for him, so like Shmuel, that even a miyat shalai, even if the ganav only has a miyat of his own nechasim, still you're allowed to buy from him. Zotmar Avaita, what's the deal with Mamoin Masr? We learned before that someone's a Maser. The halacha is, you'll have to kill him. He's called a roidif, you'll have to kill him. He's someone who's a malshin, he tells the government officials, the goyim, he tells goyim or people like that he gives over their properties, so it puts them into danger. The halacha is, he's considered a roidif, you'll have to kill him. What about his mammon? Is it mutter to take his mammon or not? Mammon master. Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda. Charam mutter la'abdai. One man the Yemen says, it's mutter to destroy his money. Biyad, by hand, right, biyadayim. B'charoma also loved the biyad. You're not allowed to destroy his money. Man de mamutal abdoi biyad holds lo yeh mamoino yicham agufa. His mammon should be more common as guf. Just like I'm allowed to kill him, I'm allowed to take his money. Man de mamma also loved the dilma havle zara malya. Maybe you'll have good children, so good. Him you're allowed to kill, but his money could go to his children, and maybe his children be tzaddikim. Mechsev yachin rosh of a tzaddik yilbash. The pasuk says the actual lashon of the pasuk is yachin v'tzaddik yilbash. The rosh will prepare it, and the tzaddik will wear it. So here it's very possible go to his children if we do not destroy his money be a dayim, because you're not going to save his money maybe, but you're not allowed to destroy his money because it could be prepared for his children. Maybe he'll have good children, and therefore you have no right to do that. Rav Chista, Havlehu Arisa, Rav Chista had a certain sharecropper that have a tokel v'yohiv, tokel v'shakel. He used to weigh and give and weigh and take. Salke, so Rav Chista got rid of him. Now what does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi says one pshat like this, tokel v'yohiv, remember the sharecropper works on the field and then he gives the profits to the owner and he takes a certain percentage of himself. So Rashi says, first pshat Rashi is tokel v'yohiv l'Rav Chista, tokel v'shakel l'nafshei. He was very medactic. He weighed exactly and gave it to Rav Chista, and the rest he weighed and gave it to himself. And because of that, he was mesalakim. He was too medactic. Loshon Achar, a different Shah Rashi is, Mechzah Yonaita. He took half. V'derach Shah Arisim, Lito Shlish. Usually Arisim takes Shlish, and here he took half. So he removed him. Kara Anafshei, he called on himself, V'tsofun L'tzadik Chel Chayte. You know what's hidden for the tzadik? The possessions of the chayte. Here he called the guy a chayte. Break the Masha, either pshat and Rashi, I don't understand. The first pshat and Rashi is medactic. What's wrong with that? He's very medactic. He's very exact. Yakash a guy. What's wrong with that? He removed him and says that, oh, that the tzofon letzadik chel chayte? Where's the chayte? What's the problem here? That's his cast on the first pshat. On the second pshat, he says, Marashach. Did they make up half? So then, good. They didn't make up half, so don't give him half. What's going on here? He doesn't like this pshat at all, the Masha, either pshat. Masha is the third pshat. He says, talk of means he used a different weight when he took for himself than when he gave him. When he gave him, he used a weight that said 3 pounds, really lighter than 3 pounds. So he got really 2 pounds of tua. And for himself, he used a 4 pound weight and he called it a 3 pound and took more. Because he was a ganav. That's why he's salke. And that's how he learns the Gemara. Talk of means he used a different weight for each person. So the Gemara vayta about ganovim kimat tikvas chonev. The pasuk says kimat tikvas chonev ki yivtza ki yishal elikah nafshoy, which means what is the hope of a ganev that he steals? Hashem's going to take away his nefesh. So it's two pshatim in what it means. Hashem's going to take away his nefesh. Who's nafshoy? Rav Huna Rav Chista. Charam nafshoy the nigzal, which means that Hashem takes away the nefesh of the nigzal from the gazlan. He pays back the nefesh of the nigzal from the gazlan. That's what it means. So that's the touch. Shashem noitel nafshoy. So the other pshat is v'yeshafar. I'm reading Tosfos how he touches this pshat. V'yeshafar shel nigzal. Shashem goyva min ha gazlan ha nefesh shegazal min ha nigzal. Shoisa ha gzeil chashuv loy le nigzal ki nafshoy. He'll goyva menu nafshoy shel nigzal. What it means is ki yishal kai is nafshoy means that I'm collecting from you the nefesh of the nigzal. Either way, the ganav's going to die here because he's considered that he hurt the nigzal so badly, but the shahel had typed the words. Chadam nafshal nigzal, v'chadam nafshal gazdan. It means Hashem's going to take away the gazdan's life. Either it means Hashem's going to take away the nigzal's life from the gazdan by killing the gazdan, or nafshal gazdan. Mandam nafshal nigzal, the chesiv says in the pasuk. The pasuk says that kein orchos kol beitzei abetza es nefesh b'al vikach. That's the derech of all people who steal. They take away the nefesh of the b'alim, which means the nefesh of the nigzal. Ma'adiyom nafshal gazlin dechsev al tigzol dol. Don't steal from a poor person. Kidalu v'al titka v'al tadaki oni b'sha'ar. Which Rashi teaches means al tigzol dol means don't steal from a poor person. He doesn't even have any money. What are you doing to him? And Val Daka Oni Beshar means it's a loss of the Matnas Aniyim. Don't hold back the Matnas Aniyim. Why? Ki Hashem Yoriv, not why, what's going to happen? Ki Hashem Yoriv Rivam V'Kovas Kaveyam Nefesh. Because Hashem will take Nekama for them and take away from the Gazlonim their Nefesh. So you see from here, it means the Gazlon's Nefesh. So that's the Machlokes here. Does it mean the Nigzal or the Gazlon? It says in the pasuk that the ganav city took the nefesh balov. So tomorrow, my balov the hashda means the balov of now. Hashem can't always go and say better. That's nefesh balov. It means Hashem will take the nefesh of the balov. Means the gazlan, the balov now, which is the gazlan. The one who says it's going on the nigzal. Why does Hashem kill the gazlan? Mishum de kabayi nefesh, the kavi nefesh, because he killed the nefesh. Om Rabbi Yechonam, So either way, the pasuk means this: someone who steals, Hashem will take away the nefesh of the gazlan. But is it pshat he collects the nefesh of nigzal from the gazlan, or he takes away the gazlan by himself? That's only nafmina. Don't have to be lemaisa. Just had a taitcha pasuk. All Rav Yechonon. Kol goyzel as chaver shava pruta. Anyone steals from his friend shava pruta, kilu noitel neshmas menu. It's kilu he killed him. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says shenemar kin orko is called beitzei abetza. This is the derech of anyone who steals. It's nefesh baal vikach. You're taking away the nefesh of Balaam. Here, what Tai Ching means that you're taking away the nefesh of the nigzas. It's like a killing. Va'oimer, not a riot to this idea that stealing is like killing. Another idea. Va'oimer, va'och. The pasuk says, va'ochal ketzircha v'lachmecha yoyichlu banecha v'neisecha. If you take away his lechem, it's like you're killing his children. Va'oimer, a third raya. The pasuk says, Mechamas b'nei Yehuda shofku dam noki ba'artzom. Chamas is lashon of stealing. Of chamsa means you steal by giving money for it, but it says that that's called shofku dam noki ba'artzom. That's a third pasuk. Va'omer, and a fourth pasuk, it says that el shol v'beis adom al she hames es gevainim. It's considered that Shaul killed the gevainim. Now we'll see how. How did what do you see that Shaul killed the gevainim? So Gemara says because Shaul killed out noiv ir hakahanim. And Noiv Yer Kahanim, that was the Kahanim of Noiv who worked in Shiloh. And they used to give Mayim and Mazon to the Gevoinim. The Gevoinim used to work for them, used to chop wood and gather water, and they used to get food and drink from the Gevoinim. Now, once you killed Noiv, it's Ke'ilu, you killed the Gevoinim. So you see, taking away food or gazlan or stealing for someone is like killing them. So you have four Pesukim. Why do we need four Pesukim? Mayva Oimer. If we just said a pasuk called Kain Orchais Kobet Sei Abetzas Nefesh Baal Vikach, you would say Chitim Nefesh Today Ochal Nefesh Bonav Loisiv Loi. Maybe if you steal from someone, you took away his nefesh. Who say you took away the nefesh of his children? Tashema Besar Bonav Loisiv. Bechitim Haramil Hechad Loi Yav Dami. It's only if you don't pay for it. Av Hechad Yav Dami Loi. Tashema Mechamas Beyuda Shafu Dom Noki Baratzam. The stealing, even by giving money, is like killing. And the shaila is what's Takap Shat. Why is that like killing if you give him money? He has money now. Well, basically, he took away his food, I understand. It's like killing him. He has no food to eat anymore. What's the on this? Zok Demarsha, we're talking about here a case where the thing you stole from him is something he needs for living. For example, there's no food in town. He had he had some food, and I gave him money for his food and took away his food. So there, Taka, that's like killing him because he has no food. I read in Masha. Masha says, the Efsha, the Af B'diyav Dome, yes, by Mashum Tiras Neshama, but Tzarech Lo'isoy Davar, Kagoin, Shehu Mezoinois, the Mekavi and the Awesome Tzvei Medamim. It's right here, it's available. So Tashma, it says, Pasuk, Hamasu, that's called killing. By hand. I have a grumma, just a grumma to court. There's not food, but that's not called killing. Loi, Tashma, I'll show, I'll be stomim, I'll show him, he says, because Shaul killed the city of Noiv, which was the ear of a Kahanim. So I'm speaking Lahem Mayim Mazin. He's giving Mayim Mazin to the Gavainim. My love of Kasa Kilo Hargan's Kilo, he killed them. So you see, even Mimela taking away their food line, that alone is called killing them. Zog the Gemara Vaita, back to our Mishnah's Lashon of Aloichim and Anashim. They allowed to purchase from ladies in Galil, allowed to purchase Klei Peshton, and Yehuda like purchase Klei Tzemer, because that's normal for them to sell. But other things that are not normal for them to sell, you're not allowed to buy, because maybe they stole it. Torah Rabbah Lechem and Anashim, Klei Tzemer Yehuda, Klei Peshton and Gol. Avaloi, Yenois, Vishmonim, Vishlosses. You cannot buy from them wine, oil, or flour, because that was not the derech for the ladies to sell it, that was the men's job. Veloimen are Avod Melechem. You can't buy anything from Avod Melechem because they don't have their own things to sell, and they for sure stole it. Avashol Oimer, Mecheres Isha, Ba'arba V'chamisha, Dinur, the last is Kippur L'Reisha. If they're selling a small amount of anything, you're allowed to buy from them. Why? Because the Baal is not makbid that they should sell 4 or 5 dinner worth of stuff. In order, a lot of times they need a kippah, they need a tzatif, Rashi says, in a Baal makbid. A lot of times they need a head covering. So the Baal's not makbid. A small amount of Baal's not makbid. If someone tells you to hide it, that is a red flag, and that means it's a geneva. Gabbai tztaka, loichem em dava mu'ut. A gabbai tztaka comes collecting tztaka, is allowed to collect from the isha, or dava mu'ut, loy dava mu'ut, not a lot of money, only a little bit of money. Va'badodim, when you have badodim were in the service business, they didn't have their own olives. You brought your olives to the bad in order to get it crushed. A regular person didn't know how to crush olives, make oil. So you bring your olives there and they crush it. They don't have their own olives or own oil. They just crush olives. So you could, if you're selling a big amount, you could buy it from them. Because there, obviously, it's not stolen because it's befahesia, it's a lot. They can't steal that much. Obviously, they're doing it. It must be that they have permission. But a small amount is also to buy from them because it's very possible they're stealing that. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, loichim menashim zeisim bemuat, is the gears of Rashi, begolil elyon. In Galil, shemen was very expensive. And if you buy zeisim or shemen for them in the Galil, it's obvious that he's not stealing it because the people are very makbid. And I, why are the ladies selling it? We just said in the Brice before, the ladies don't sell shemen. Sometimes it's possible you give it to your wife to sell, therefore you're allowed to buy from a lady a small amount in Galil, even though it's a small amount, but in Galil people are makbid, and therefore, since she's selling it for Hesia, you could assume it's not stolen. Ravina Ikla ben Mechuzah. Ravina went to Mechuzah. Also, Nasha ben Mechuzah. Ravina was a Gabbai Tzedakah. So he came to fundraise in the Mechuzah. Also, Nasha ben Mechuzah. Ramo Kamei, they threw in front of him Kavli, Vashiri, their gold bracelets, and their chains, their necklaces. They threw this at him, expensive stuff. And he took it. Kavli Menayu. Amalei Rabba Teshafal Ravina Vatani, Gabbai Tzedakah Kavli Dov Mu'ud, Avalei Dov Ruba, Na Dov Ruba. Amalei. Hani l'bnei mechuzah davar mu'ud inu. Bnei mechuzah are very wealthy, and this for them is called davar mu'ud, and therefore it's mutter to accept it from them because they are considered very rich. This is davar mu'ud.